The topic of this evening's shiur, Pershus Kol HaKol, the topic of this evening's shiur is Yotze Motzi. And before we begin, I'd like to just clarify one point that makes sure that this understanding about the difference between Yotze Motzi and Shomea Ka'ona should be very clear before we proceed to elaborate on Yotze Motzi. We know that there is a concept in halacha called Shomea Ka'ona. Shomea Ka'ona is when an individual makes a bracha, and he's making the bracha because he needs to make the bracha himself. Like the balabas needs to make kiddush on Friday night, he needs to be yotze kiddush himself. And it happens to be that there are many other people in the family and the guests and at the table who also need to hear kiddush. So that's the idea of Shomea Ka'ona, that a person is making say kiddush or reading the Megillah for himself, and he's also having other people listen, but he's also doing it for himself. That's Shomea Ka'ona. Yotze Motzi is the concept when an individual doesn't need it for himself because he already fulfilled the mitzvah already. He already made kiddush already. And then someone else is coming to hear, and Yotze Motzi, the principle of Yotze Motzi, lets the individual make another kiddush or blow the shofar another time where the individual himself doesn't need it for himself. He purely is doing it for to be motzi other people. At first glance, we would say that that shouldn't work, because if you don't need the kiddush for yourself, you already made kiddush, or you don't need the shofar for yourself because you already made it, so then that's, in the kiddush example, you would have thought that that's a bracha levatala, that what are you making kiddush for someone else? You don't need the kiddush for yourself, so you yotze kiddush already. So what do you need to make kiddush again? It's a bracha levatala. So the kiddush that the Gemara tells us in Maseches Rosh Hashanah is that since there's a principle of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazeh, that there's a principle that all Jews are responsible one for the other, so therefore I could still make kiddush for you, even though I don't need the kiddush for myself, because I already made kiddush. I can still blow shofar for you, even though I already blew shofar already, and now I'm going to different shuls to blow again, or to go to the hospital and blow again. I don't need it for myself. I'm just doing it solely for you. So the halacha says that you say the principle of Shomea, of Yotze Motzi. So that's very different than Shomea Ka'ona, because Shomea Ka'ona is when you need it for yourself. You yourself haven't been Yotze Kiddush yet, and you have to make Kiddush for yourself. So then once you're making Kiddush for yourself, everyone else could listen along as well. And that's what the Gemara tells us here in the first page, Tani Ava Breda of Zera, on the bottom line, two bottom lines. Kol HaBrachas Kulon Afal Bisha Yotze Motzi. That all the brachas that we have, even though you made the bracha already for yourself and you're solely making the bracha for other people, that is fine. Chutz mi birkas halechem u'birkas hayayin. Except for birkas halechem u'birkas hayayin, meaning when you're making, say you're eating a Tuesday afternoon, you're eating lunch, and you wash and you made hamotzi, and then someone comes to the house who also wants to partake in the bread, and he didn't hear motzi, and he doesn't know how to make motzi for himself, so he wants you to make it for him. So then the halacha is you can't do that, because midin shomea ka'ona, you made the bracha already, so it's not going to be shomea ka'ona. Now the question of yotze motzi. So the concept of yotze motzi is only said when there is a responsibility of arvus. When there's a responsibility of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazeh, and that only applies to Birkas HaMitzvah. That only applies to a mitzvah. It doesn't apply to Birkas HaNenin. Because by Birkas HaNenin, as Rashi says, Chutz mi Birkas HaLechem, Shar Birkas HaPeis, Reichnish, Einam Chova. El Sha'osu Lalos, Vialom Azeh, Belo Bracho, Uvzeh Einkan Arvus, She'enu Chova Al Ha'odom, Lo Nishane, Velo Livorech. In other words, these things are not obligations. Birkas HaNenin Yotesanenin is not an. What do you mean? Of course, it's an obligation. If you want to eat your bread, you have to make hamotzi. But it wasn't an obligation for you to get yourself into that situation. So since it wasn't an obligation for you to get yourself into that situation, so then the concept of arvus doesn't apply, and therefore everyone has to make the bracha for himself. Or if it's a shomei ka'oneh situation, that'll also work. But with shomei ka'oneh, I have to make it for myself anyway. Like the balabas makes hamotzi for the family Friday night. That's not yatzamotzi, that's shomei ka'oneh. Shomei ka'oneh, that for sure works. The chiddush is that yatzamotzi doesn't work. But something that's an obligation, like kiddush, is an obligation. You have to make kiddush. So therefore, even if I made kiddush already, and someone, say, I made kiddush on Friday night, and then somebody comes to my house and comes late, and he's not so versed in making kiddush, so, and we already made kiddush, so you can make kiddush again. You can make kiddush again for him on Friday night, even though you'll say it's a bracha v'atala. No, that's the principle of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh LaZeh. Lets you make a bracha for someone else, and you're considered still a bar chiyuva, even though you were already yotzei for yourself. So that's the klal, that we say by brikas hamitzvos, and we don't say it by brikas hanenin. So then the Gemara continues, boy Rava. Rava had a shaila. Brikas alechem shal matzah, brikas hayayin shal kiddush hayom mahu. In other words, what would be the din by the Birkas Alechem of Achilas Matzah? So there, you know, when you make an Achilas Matzah, so on Matzah we make Hamotzi Lechem in Oretz, and we make Al Achilas Matzah. So there is a Birkas Hanenin. But it's a little different than a regular Birkas Hanenin, like eating a sandwich on Tuesday afternoon, because here there's an obligation for you to eat Matzah. So since there's an obligation for you to eat Matzah, so maybe even if I made the Bracha Birkas Hanenin for myself already, I should be able to be motzi you. So the Gemara says, Mahu, Kevin de Chova hu mapik? Do we say that since there's here, there's a Chova? See, normally there's not a Chova for you to eat bread. Here there's a Chova to be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah. There's a Chova. So therefore, should we say, yotzei, or dilma bracha lav chovahi? Or do we say, no, bottom line is, it's a Birkas Hanenin, and therefore you don't say yatzamotzi. So in the Maskana, the Gemara says that Tana Rabbanan lo yifros adam prusa laorkim alkein ochi l'moim aval porishu levonav ne'eso kidei l'chochem v'mitzvahs v'halu milgila afal pisha yatzamotzi. That we say yatzamotzi not only on the mitzvah, but if there's a Birkas Hanenin that goes along with the mitzvah, so then you could make the Birkas Hanenin also. That not only could you make the al achilas matzah for somebody, but you could make the motzi lechem and aretz solely for the under individual, even though you don't need that bracha for yourself. And that's the maskana of the Gemara. Because again, over here, the Birkas Hanenin became a Birkas Achiev to make it. So therefore, if somebody missed Kiddush on Friday night and he comes later, you can make Kiddush. You can make Kiddush again for him. There is a discussion in the poskim. What about Shabbos morning? What about Shabbos morning? Could you make multiple kiddushim on Shabbos morning? I know in one shul, the people come to shul and they have kiddush. But not everyone somehow gets in the room all at once. So the rabbi makes kiddush for the tzibur, and then he makes a bor priagofen, and then 15 minutes later, more people come in the room, they clap, and makes another kiddush, another bor priagofen. And so what is that based on? That's based on the klal of yatzamotzi, that even though he doesn't need the bor priagofen for himself, but there's a chiyuv of kiddush on Shabbos day. That's what we assume, that's a kiddush also. Even though the Ravid says it's really not a kiddush, the Ravid sheet is you can even eat before kiddush on Shabbos day. We don't paskin like that. We're makpid to treat the bor priagofen on Shabbos day as a kiddush also, and we're makpid not to eat before the bor priagofen on Shabbos day. So the question is, do we say yatzamotzi? So l'chora, We should say Yatzomotzi on Kiddush on Shabbos day, because here, even though it's different than all the other cases we've had, because all the other cases we had, as Rav Shechter mentioned, or the Bor Pri HaGofen, or the Al Achila HaMotzi Lechem and Aretz was linked together with the Birkas HaMitzvah. Here, the Bor Pri HaGofen is the whole thing itself. But here, the Bor Pri HaGofen is an obligatory Bor Pri HaGofen. So it says in Shulchan Aruch on page, take a look on page 5 in the Ramah. The Ramah writes in the second line on this Hagav Afilu Bekiddush Shel Yom B'Shacharis B'Shabbos Mutar La'asos Ki. That even on Shabbos morning in the Kiddush, you can make another Bor Pri HaGofen. Even though, again, you don't need the Bor Pri HaGofen for yourself. You only need the Bor Pri HaGofen for the other people. You could repeat the Bor Pri HaGofen. And, however, the Ritva in the end of Pesachim disagrees with this. The Ritva is found here on the third page. Where the Ritva writes, you see the arrow there, Kosev Harim Kara, Kushazal, the Nirashahu Kibrikas Hanenin. He's talking about the Bor Pri HaGofen on Shabbos morning. The Alma Sheim Yotza Einu Motzi. The Ritva says that the Shabbos morning thing, even though it's an obligation, but the only time a Brikas Hanenin could become a Brikas HaMitzvah, the way Rav Shechter once explained, is if it's linked together with a Brikas HaMitzvah. But if the Brikas Hanenin is a Brikas Hanenin alone, even though in this situation it's an obligation, we won't say Yatzo Motzi. And that's why the Ritva says you can't do that. That if you made a Bor Pri HaGofen and you Motzi everyone in Kiddush, so you can't have people say Kiddush again for Bor Pri HaGofen for everyone, because that's going to be mitam yotza motzi. It's not your mek owner, because you already made the Bor Pri HaGofen for yourself. It's only yotza motzi. So therefore, the Ritva holds you can't make it. However, the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah paskins the Shulchan Aruch that you can do it. Rav Shechter pointed out that l'chora this machlokas, the Ritva and the Ramah, has to do with the minhagim that people have at a wedding, whether they split up the first two brachas at the Birkas Nesuin. We know at some chasanas, they give the first person just the Bor Pri HaGofen. And in some weddings, they're makpid to give the person who gets to give them the first two brachas. So what's the idea? So Rav Shechter pointed out that it's based on this machlokis, the Ritva and the Ramah. Because here, Bor Pri HaGofen, it's midin yotza motzi. He's making the Birkas Bor Pri HaGofen solely for the Chosen Kali. He's not going to even drink from the. He's not making it for himself. It's solely for someone else. So it's not a din of Shomei Ka'ona. It's a din of Yotza Motzi. Because again, Yotza Motzi is when you're making the brachas solely for someone else. But here it's a Bor Pri HaGofen alone. So do you say Yotza Motzi when the Bor Pri HaGofen is alone? So that's the question about Shabbos morning. So Shabbos morning, there are more paskins you can. You can do say Yatzimotzi, and therefore you could split up the Birkas Nisuin into separate bracha. But according to the Ritva, so there are some people are makpid for the Ritva Shita, and therefore some Misadri Kedushin are very makpid to make sure that you don't split it up based on the Shita's HaRitva, that it's considered a Bor Pri HaGofen is a Birkas HaMitzvah, and even though the Birkas HaNenin, and even though the Gemara says Yotza Motzi even by the Birkas HaNenin Shel Chova, but that's only when it comes along with as part of the, like Kiddush Friday night, you have a whole another bracha plus the Bor Pri HaGofen before. But Shabbos morning, the whole Kiddush, the Shomru doesn't count, that's just Psukim, but the whole Kiddush is just the Bor Pri HaGofen, and therefore you don't say Shomei Ka'oni according to the Ritva, and hence that's the minig that people have not to, some people don't split it up on, but Meikar Adin, there are more paskins that you can. So it's sort of, in other words, the idea being that the Bor Pri HaGofen, when the Gemara says that you say Bor Pri HaGofen, you say Yotza Motzi, on the Kiddush of Bor Pri HaGofen, because that's only because it's together with another Birkas HaMitzvah. So Birkas HaNenin, which is together with another Birkas HaMitzvah, since this Birkas HaNenin is a Chova, and it's together with another Birkas HaMitzvah, so it becomes like one unit with that Birkas HaMitzvah. I mean, or else, I mean, the Chora, as Rav Shach explained, the Shitas HaRitva, or else, maybe because the Gemara clearly says, you say Borei Piragofen, Yotza Motzi by Borei Piragofen Shal Kiddush. Ah, the Ritva says you don't say it on Shabbos morning. So it must be that this is the distinction. So therefore, if you make it together with Shakol Bar Lechvodo, so that's similar to like a Kiddush Friday night where you already have a Birkas Hachiyav of that you clearly could Motzi someone else with that bracha. So therefore, the Borei Piragofen is considered like Tofel to that bracha. Okay, the Rishonim deal with the following question. If you look in the Gemara in Brachas on Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph on page 6, we know that the way it used to be, we don't do this so much today. Today, everyone benches for themselves, right? Each man for himself. You know, we make a Zimun, and then everyone benches for himself. But the real way of making a Zimun is to have one person Motzi everyone else. That was the. And today we assume that our attention span is not so great, and we're going to space out. And therefore, the minhag today is that everyone makes their own birkas hamazon. But the real ikar adin is that that you should have that everyone should make their own birkas hamazon. So the Gemara in Maseches Brachos and Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph says, "La'olam einu motzi es harabim yidei chovoson ad sheyochal kezayis dogon." That if you want to be the one to make the birkas hamazon for the whole tzibur, so you have to eat a kezayis of bread, a kezayis dogon, and then you could be the one to make the communal benching, and everyone will listen to your benching, and they'll be yotze. That's what the Gemara says. And Rashi points out, "Achiyochal kizayis, michiyochal kizayis dogon liam mapik afal gav de kizayis dogon is shirad rabbanon." Even though midaraisi, you have to have kidei sviya. It's only chiyav midrabbanon, but since you mechuyev badavar, so that's why you have to have a kizayis dogon makes you consider mchuyev dover, and then even the darabonim can motzi the daraisa, and that's a whole discussion. How could a darabonim motzi the daraisa, v'chulei? But that's how Rashi holds that it works. So the Rishonim are bothered by the following question: why do you even need to eat anything? The person who's making the communal benching, why does he have to eat anything? Don't we have a principle of yotza motzi? So if you have a principle of Yotza Motzi, so that means that whenever there's a chiyuv to make a bracha, so we say the concept of Yotza Motzi, so then you shouldn't have to eat anything. You could be the one that's benching even if you don't eat anything, because there's an obligation for an individual to bench, and therefore there's a chiyuv of Arvus, of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazeh. So why is it necessary? Why does the Gemara say you have to eat anything? Anyone who's Jewish should be able to make benching, even if he didn't eat anything, based on the principle of Arvus, of Yotze Motzi, because Yotze Motzi says I can make a bracha totally for somebody else, even though I don't eat myself. And that's what the Rishonim discuss. But before we get to see what the Rishonim say on this topic, the Turi Evin, that's the Shagas Aryeh, he says the following Chiddush on page 9. The Turi Evin is the classic sefer on Rosh Hashanah and Megillah and Chagigah. Whenever you learn those three Masechtas, Rosh Hashanah, Chagigah, and Megillah, you have to learn the Turi Evin. The Turi Evin has all the big Chiddushim. Some you can argue with, some whatever. It makes life interesting. So on page 9, he writes, "Mihu b'peirush Rashi b'shmaitin lamadti teirush lazed hani mil de yotza einu motzi b'shal Torah kigon birkas hamazon avad rabbanon kimo shar b'tzus afo pisha yotza motzi." He says that you only say yotza motzi when the chiyuv is a chiyuv de rabbanon. When there's a chiyuv de rabbanon to do something, then you could say yotza motzi. But if there's a chiyuv d'oraisa, if somebody has to fulfill a chiyuv d'oraisa, then you don't say yatsa motzi. A chiddush. In other words, all the cases the Gemara was talking about was brachas, berkas hanenin and berkas hamitzvahs and all these things. Then I could make a bracha. I could make a bracha for you, even though I don't need the bracha. I can make it for you because it's because. As Rav Shacht explained, this whole Yatzah Motzi is really an asmachta. It's really, it's not a real din that it works on a daraisa level. It only works by the rabbanans. And therefore, he says, that's so look, the case in the Gemara Brachas is a person ate kidei sviya. So if a person ate kidei sviya, so that's a chiyav daraisa, so then you don't say Yatzah Motzi. So then, at least you have to eat a shir derabanan, and then that requires its own explanation. Why could a derabanan be motzi a deraisa? But that's a separate issue. But the whole din of arvus doesn't apply when the thing is deraisa. It only applies derabanan. And he has a diuk in the Rashi. If you look for a second on page 2, it's something that if you would The Shagasariya points it out. You probably can learn this Rashi a million times and not see this Diyak. Maybe you can argue with the Diyak, but the Diyak is interesting. On the second line in Rashi, on page 2, there, so the Gemara says, Al-Achilas Matzah U-Mikadesh Yisrael. When he's talking about being Motzi someone in Kiddush, he speaks about the bracha of Achilas Matzah, and for Kiddush, he speaks about Mikadesh Yisrael. So the Shagasariya asks, why is... That's not okay. Mekadesh Yisrael v'azmanim. That's the kiddush for Yontif. Why does Rashi pick the kiddush for Yontif? He should pick the kiddush for Shabbos. That's the more regular kiddush. And he should say that's the example that you could be motzi someone else for kiddush on the Mekadesh HaShabbos. Why does he pick Mekadesh Yisrael? So you could say just lavdafka or something like that, and go on, and maybe that's the true pshat. But the Shagas Aryeh, going back to page 9, take a look. He says, "Me again. Look at the arrow on page 9. Miu mipeirush Rashi b'shmaitin la'mazdi teretz l'zeh. Dani milu diyotzei no motzi b'shal Torah k'mo brikas amozen. Aval d'rabbanan k'mo shab brachos alfa pi sheyotzei motzi. Shere b'somach peirush ahad d'brikas ayayin shal kiddush hayom mahu." Mikadesh Yisrael, loti boilach tochovenin umapik. V'amai shovik mikadesh Hashabbos. The Shchiach. Why did Rashi leave out mikadesh Hashabbos? Why does he pick mikadesh Yisrael? The nakam mikadesh Yisrael shu kiddush v'yontif the lo Shchiach. So he says, you know what the answer is? It's my yisod because mikadesh Hashabbos is the kiddush Hashabbos. That's a daraisa, and therefore you don't say yatsa motzi but a daraisa. Mikiddush and yontif could be is only the rabbanon, so therefore. You say Yatzah Motzi, and that's the Shagasari says that's Meduyuk in the Rashi, and that's how he explains the Sugyan Brachas. That the Sugyan Brachas that you can't just you have to eat in order to be Yotzi someone in Birkas Hamazon. You don't say Yatzah because you don't say Yatzah Motzi because Birkas Hamazon when he ate today Sviya is a Daraisa. But Shein Kein over here, it's only a Darabanan, and they have clearly. So that's his big yisod, that Yatzah Motzi is only said by Dinim Darabanan, it's not said by Dinim Daraisa. Now, we clearly don't follow this. How do we know we don't follow this? Minig Yisrael, because then, if it would be the case, then the first day Rosh Hashanah, when somebody blows shofar and shul, or hears shofar and shul, and then he's kind enough later in the day to go to the hospitals and be motzi people in the... Even if he's not making the bracha, he blows shofar for the people. And that, what is that based on? If you blow shofar a second time, even after you fulfilled the bracha for the mitzvah for yourself, forget about the bracha, the mitzvah for yourself, that's Yatzah Motzi. And yet, we know that it's clearly that we the minhag is that we allow that. And so it's clear that we don't follow this Turi Evan Lahalacha. And we say Yatzah Motzi even on Daraisis. So if that be the case, that we say Yatzah Motzi even on Daraisis, so then we don't accept this whole Shagas Aryeh. This Turi Evan. So if we don't accept this whole Shagas Aryeh, so what's the pshat? What's the pshat that you have to eat in order to be motzi someone in Birkas HaMazon? Why do you have to eat? Yatzah Motzi, you shouldn't have to eat. Oh, so the Rishonim try to give The Rishonim already spoke about this. The Shagasaye, you know, wasn't afraid of the Rishonim. He gave his own teretzim. He could quote Rashi and disagree. You know, he was you know, type of achra. He was an Aryeh. You know, he wasn't intimidated by the Rishonim. And they say that he passed away. The Sfarm shelf, right, fell on him because all the Sfarm that he was arguing on, so they knocked them over. Take a look in Tosfos on page 7. Tosfos writes, the last five lines of the Tosfos on page 7. I'm reading Rosh Hashanah, Kol HaBrochas, Afal Pi SheYotzei Motzi, Chutz MiBrikas HaLechem VeBrikas HaYayin, Hayinu Taima DeChol Yisrael Arevim Zeh BeZeh. Vuad Din BeBrikas HaMozon, Afal Pi SheYotzei Motzi KeDivrishus, UKazai Dogen Einu Tzorich, Ela SheYuchol Lomar SheAchalnu Mishalo.
He says, in a Hanami, we do say Yotzei Motzi by Brikas HaMozon, and really, Meikar Din, you don't have to eat anything. You can eat nothing, and you could be the mezamein, and what mezamein meant in the Mizman HaGemara meant you were the one that said the Birkas HaMazon aloud. So really, Meikar HaDin, you could make the Birkas HaMazon on behalf of everybody. So what do you have to eat a kezayis? A kezayis is a technicality, that since in the Nusach HaZimun we say Baruch Shachal Mishalov Tavoch Hayinu, so how can you say Baruch Shachal Mishalov Tavoch Hayinu if you didn't eat anything? But Meikar HaDin, you can really eat nothing. It's just that since the nusach is Baruch Shachal Mishalov Tavoch Hayinu, so therefore you have to eat a kezayis. Yeah. No, the bracha is drabona. By shofar, I was saying that there's yotze motzi on shofar, not only by the bracha but by the tekiah also. By matzah, there's only you can't eat matzah for somebody. For shofar, you can blow for somebody. So by matzah, the yotze motzi can only be on the bracha. By shofar, you can have yotze motzi on the bracha and on the shofar. Either way, because the bottom line is you're if you were yotze already and yeah, you're blowing a second time. Whatever the mitzvah is, you're blowing a second time, and you don't need that blowing for yourself. So it's totally midin yotze motzi. So the fact that minhag Yisrael is that we blow shofar multiple times for multiple people is, you see, we don't accept the Shagas Aryeh because that's based on yotze motzi. However, yeah. Oh, excellent. He says like this, and this is the point that I think is the beautiful point here. He says like this, that we started this year by saying that you don't say Yotze Motzi by Birkas Hanenin. In other words, if I'm eating, drinking orange juice on Wednesday afternoon, and someone else comes in later, and he doesn't know how to make the bracha, I can't make it for him. Because why? Because this concept of Yotze Motzi, of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh LaZeh, doesn't apply because it's not my responsibility that he drinks orange juice. So that's not Arvus. Arvus is only on mitzvahs. But why don't you say that, but now that he's drinking the orange juice, he's mechuyev to make the hashahakol? Yeah, but he wasn't mechuyev to drink the orange juice, so it's not my responsibility. Oh, so then why don't you say the same thing by benching? In other words, okay, true, now he ate, so he has to bench, but he didn't have to get himself into that situation in the first place. So maybe you shouldn't say yotze motzi, not like Tosfos says, really, you do say yotze motzi. Tosfos says, really, you do say yotze motzi, right? But this gentleman is suggesting maybe Meikar HaDin we shouldn't say yotze motzi. Tosfos is saying it's a technicality that has to eat because you can't say Baruch Shachal Mishalo. But maybe it should be Meikar HaDin you can't say yotze motzi. So I think what you're saying is, what you're saying was suggested by the Sfas Emes. the Sfas Emes on page 11. And it's beautiful what you're saying, but we have to, we'll fine-tune it a little bit more, but what you're saying is meridic, because I think this could be a whole new approach to everything here. You see in the arrow, on page 11, Sumash, a course of lochich, midivei Rashi, b'chol ha-mitzvot, misha yotze, en yochel hotzi, hu pela, v'yesh lomar, t'davka birkas ha-mozen sphere le'le Rashi, hochi mishum, d'havi ki birkas ha-lechem. In other words, maybe birkas ha-mozen is different, because we could treat birkas ha-mozen like a birkas ha-nenin, because you didn't have to get yourself into that situation. Matzah, you have to get yourself into the situation. And Kiddush, you have to get yourself into the situation. But Benching, you didn't have to get yourself in the situation in the first place. So it should be like a birkas hanenin, and therefore you shouldn't say Yotze Motzi. That's what the Sfas Emes suggests in the beginning. But he says, Ach be'emes. Oh, so he suggests that, and that would be an interesting suggestion to... Right? An interesting suggestion. I'll show you that the Ritva says something similar. Not exactly. The Ritva, take a look on page 10 in the Ritva. The Ritva says, he says, Ubavadai de birkas hamozon kevin shikvar ochal kibirkas chovehi. Uvedinhu afal pisha yotza motzi. Right? No, so he says that takets a birkas achova. But he says, El drabonim boshi yotzi la'atzma do lolech lef birkas hanenin shim rishus. In other words, midrabonon, they said that we should treat it like a birkas hanenin because you might come to confuse it with the bracha rishona. So on a drabonon level, they treated birkas hamozon like birkas hanenin. See, it's not exactly what the Sfas Emes is saying. The Sfas Emes is saying, at least in his Havamina there, that maybe taka, it's mamish like birkas halechem, legabe yotzo motzi. He's saying a little bit different. The Ritva is saying that no, it's not like birkas halechem, because bottom line is now yechayev, but you might come to mistake it, to make it like, to think it's like birkas halechem, and therefore, the Rabbanan treated it like Birkas Alechem, and therefore they said you don't say a din of Yotze Motzi by Birkas Hamozon. But the Sfas Emes and the Ritva are similar, and that's along your lines. And I think with this Yisod, we can answer many, many things with what you suggested. The problem is, there is a discussion in the Poskim, in the Rishonim, in the Poskim. What about, we said that you say Yotze Motzi by saying I can make the bracha of tefillin. Somebody doesn't, he's going to put on tefillin. He doesn't know how to make the bracha, so I'm the fellow who's putting tefillin on everybody. So really, the person who's putting on tefillin should make the bracha, but he doesn't know how to make a bracha. So I can make the bracha, lanich tefillin, for him, even though I'm not putting on tefillin. Now, that's what Yotze Motzi. That's not Shomei Kone, because I'm making it solely for him. He's shaking lulav. I already shook lulav already in the morning. Now I'm in my mitzvah tank, and I'm getting people to shake lulav, and so I can go ahead and tell him, okay, just shake lulav. I'll make the bracha for you, right? Because all these things are what are chiyuvim. But what about other mitzvahs? What about a mitzvah like tzitzis, where a mitzvah of tzitzis, there's no chiyuv to wear tzitzis. It's just if you have a beggar of dalal kamfos, you put yourself into that situation, so then there's a chiyuv to make. So would you say yotze motzi on such a bracha or not? So that's a discussion. So the Hagos Oshri on page 13 here says, you see, there could have been a svara to say that maybe you only say it by tefillin and tefillin and lulav, things are. But the Hagos Oshri says, "Gon halal u'megillah." He says, "Ubirkas amitzus go lahanich tefillin ulusatef betzitzis, avol pisha zemikayim amitzvah chaveiro motzio." So the Hagos Oshri says that even by tzitzis, so like according to the Hagos Oshri, that means that you would say it even by even in a situation where the whole mitzvah is something you got yourself into, you still don't treat it like a birkas hanenim, you treat it like a birkas hamitzvah, and you would say yotze motzi. That's the Hagos Oshri. However, And this is how goes Nasri. You can look at another time on page 14. But the other poskim disagree. The poskim discuss what about shechita, right? There's a machlokas, the shach and the taz. What about shechita? So shechita, could someone else shecht and I make the bracha? Because shechita, again, it's not like tefillin. You don't have, you want to shecht, so you have to shecht and make a bracha. But you don't have to shecht. You don't have to put yourself into that situation. So that's a machlokas, a poskim. You can take a look here on page 15 in the Tefuah Shor and the shach and the taz here on page. So that would relate to what you're saying as well. Well, the famous discussion in the Gemara and Brachas on page 18, where the Gemara says, the Gemara has a discussion on page 18 whether women are chayiv to bench or not. Right? Maybe, what's the question, whether women are chayiv to bench or not? So they definitely have to bench. The question is they chayiv to bench midaraisa or only midrabban? Right? That's the question in the Gemara on page 18. Amalei Ravina Larava, Noshim Bebrikas Amozon, daraisa or derabban? Right? Is there chiyuv daraisa or derabanan? Now, chorich, why should they be any? It's not a mitzvah sesei shasman grama. It's not a time-bound mitzvah. It's whenever you eat. So why should you think it should be daraisa? They're only derabanan. So the Rishonim discuss either because they're not mitzuvin brismila, and it says al brischa shachsamta b'vsareinu, or they don't have a chelik, or it's different reasons why their chiyuv might only be derabanan. So the Gemara wants to know. Noshim berkas a mazon daraisa derabanan. The Gemara says l'may nafkemina, lafuki rabim bidei chavosim. Yamri daraisa asi daraisa mafik daraisa. Yamri derabanan havi enu mechuyu b'dover chol she'enu mechuyu b'dover enu motzim es harabim bidei chavosim. So the Gemara says like this: if you hold the woman's chiyuv of berkas a mazon is daraisa, so then a woman could be motzi a man. But if the chiyuv is only derabanan, then she can't be motzi a man. And that's what the Gemara says. And in the end, the Gemara doesn't really come to a conclusion whether the chiyuv of Noshim Berkas HaMozon is the Raisa or only the Rabban. Oh, so the famous Rosh. The Rosh has the famous Kasha on page 19. Who cares what the chiyuv of women is if it's the Raisa or the Rabban? To be motzi the men, why can't they be motzi the men? Mitam Arvus. They should be able to be motzi the men. Mitam Arvus. Because that, what does arvus mean? Even though I don't need the bracha for myself, but the man needs the bracha. So you should be able to be motzi. You should be able to be motzi even if their chiyuv is not even the rabban. Even if they have no chiyuv, the Gemara says if there's a chiyuv daraisa, they can be motzi. The chiyuv derabban and not motzi. The Rosh says why? Even if they don't have a chiyuv bchlal, they should still be able to be motzi men midin arvus. That's the famous kasha of the Rosh. So without anything. According to this gentleman, what you said with the Svasemis, and even according to the Ritva, the kasha is fanfurt. Because Birkas HaMozon, we treat like Birkas HaNenin, either Meikar Adin, or, and I think that would be a great teretz. And then we could solve all the world's problems with your teretz, and with the Ritva and the Svasemis. But the Rosh doesn't say that.
Vim Tomar, Meishno mehad amrino lo kabon perak shloshe shochlu votsi es achem yudei chavosun ad sheyochel kezayis. Right, and we dogon of shir kezayis einu chayavon midrabon of yochel motsi achem shochel kedei svia. Im kein de ishe nami afo pishe ne chayavis al midrabon of totsi achem shochem yom ha-Torah. Yesh lo mar de lo domi, de ish afo gav de lo ochel klum dinu she yiftar as achem. De chol Yisrael avreim zevezeh, el midrabon of amrul shalo yivorchu b'chaz anenim b'lo hanol. Fichuk shochel kezayis, But aval isha ena b'chlal ha'arvus.
So the Rosh has this klal that the whole concept of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zerazeh doesn't apply to women, which is very strange. Why shouldn't it apply to women? So right here, he's talking about women to men. Women to men, the klal of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazed doesn't apply, and therefore, if she wouldn't be chayiv on her own right, she won't be able to be motzi a man midin arvus. So the only way she'll be able to be motzi is midin shomei ka'ona. So then she needs her own benching. So then you have to know whether her own benching is daraisa, her own benching is only the rabban. That's the famous rush. So first of all. Oh, so why is that? The Korah, it's very strange. Why shouldn't she be chai? She's part of, women are part of Klal Yisrael. Why shouldn't they be part of Arvus? It's a very hard idea to understand why there's no Arvus, why there's no Arvus Lenashim. So, but again, if we say like this gentleman, then what? Then you don't have to come on to the. You just say Birkas Amon is different because we treat it like Birkas Anenin. And if you say like that, then you don't need this whole Chiddush of the Rosh. However, within the Rosh is a famous machloikis between the Dogel Mervav and Rabbi Kiveger. Right? The famous the Dogel Mervav on page 20, he says, Omnam on the side, on top. Mashani mistapik afil b'ish habikadish motzi ishto v'neis meso v'noshim los palu arvis. Right, this is the famous question. The question is, if you assume that when a person davens Maariv on Friday night, he's Yotzei Kiddush Min HaTorah, and if the woman didn't daven yet, so and then when they come to the table Friday night, so the man is going to make Kiddush for the women, so if they didn't daven yet, so the man only has a Chiyuv Midrabanan to make Kiddush, and the woman's Chiyuv is a Chiyuv Min HaTorah, so how is she able, how is the man able to be Motzi his wife? That's the famous kasha that the Achronim have. So, so you could say, he's midin arvus. So what? His chiyuv is only drabanan. Even if he didn't have any chiyuv at all, he still could be motziyom midin arvus. So the Dogel Mervav says maybe the Rosh holds there's no arvus lanoshim. And you'll see, he says maybe it means both ways, for men to women and women to men. Maybe the Rosh means to say bechlal there's no arvus for women. So if there's no arvus, if there's no arvus for women, so then you're up a creek. So Rabbi Kiveger thinks this whole thing is not correct. Not necessarily. Maybe. We'll see. We'll see. Yeah. Oh, well, we'll see. We'll see what that means. We'll get to that. 1 second. So Rabbi Kiveger, you take a look on page 21. Rabbi Kiveger says the following. Rabbi Kiveger's famous yesod is that what the Rosh means to say there's no arvus to nashim doesn't mean to say that there's no arvus to nashim. Why should nashim there be arvus for nashim? It means that a mitzvah that women are not obligated in, then there's no arvus for them in that mitzvah because they're not obligated in that mitzvah. So if a woman is not obligated in Birkas HaMazon, so then there's no arvus for women. It doesn't mean that there's a chlal, there's no arvus for women. So therefore, latzad, that women don't have a chiv of Birkas HaMazon midaraisa, so then they don't have a chiv of arvus either. But not this, but by Kiddush, the women are chayavas in Kiddush. So Mamela, there's a, clearly a din arvus. So even though the man might have fulfilled his chiv daraisa when he davened in shul on Friday night, he could still be motzi the women because of midin arvus. Either Rosh said that there's no arvus l'noshim. That only means in a mitzvah that women aren't chayavan, then there's no arvus l'noshim. But if something that the women are chayav themselves, so then there's clearly a mitzvah of arvus. Now that we're in Adar Rishon, coming to Purim, so this whole discussion also is has to do with Kriyas and Megillah. We know that the first Mishnah, the page 22, the first Mishnah Megillah talks about the Bnei HaKfarim, that the Bnei HaKfarim used to read the Megillah on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. They read it early. So the question is, who was Motzi, the who was the Bal Kore for the Bnei HaKfarim? Right? So Rashi says, HaKfarim Einam Bekiim Likros Tzrichim Sheikren Alhem Echad B'Bnei Ha'ir. That the Bnei Ha'ir who are reading the Megillah on Yud Aleph for themselves, they're going to be Motzi, the people on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, they're going to be Motzi them in Kriyas and Megillah. Right? Even though they're not Mechuyiv in that day, it's Yud Aleph, it's Yud Beis, they can't be Yotzi for themselves, yet they're being Motzi other people. So Tosas and Yevamos on page 23, he says, how could it be? If you're not mechuyev for yourself, Tosas asks, Umar Rav Chaim, the Bnei Kfarim, are you Karim Be'iram, Bukh B'Yishalmi, Hashtah, Vashtei Bat Yidnim, that the Dut, he says, V'chein Nira, the Umar B'Yishalmi, the Ben'ir, Einu Motzi Ben Krach, Kol She'inu Bukhuyev, B'Darva, Einu Motzi, Yes Yechein Yidei Chavosan, Kim She'ed Bnei Kfarim, Hoyu Kim Likros Vada, Yu Karim Be'iram, he says, it can't be. The Ben'ir can't be Yotzi, Motzi the Bnei Kfarim. It must be that the Bnei Kfarim are Motzi the Bnei Kfarim. But the Bnei Ayaros can't be Motzi the Bnei, because the Bnei Kfarim, they have a chiyuv to read it on Yud Aleph or Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, depending on the situation. But the Bnei Yir only read it on Yud Aleph. So if the Bnei Yir only read it on Yud Aleph, how could they be Motzi the... How could they be Motzi? So Tosa says, Tosa is Mechulak and Rashi, and says, who's the Bal Kore for the Bnei Kfarim and Yud Aleph? A Ben Kfar is the Bal Kore, not a Ben Yir, not a person who's going to read it on Yud Aleph. Yes, yeah, so Tosis discusses what that means, what the point is, but that's a technicality of what's happening there. But bottom line is that's the Balkori. So the question is what's Pshat, and Tosis quotes the Yerushalmi, because the Yerushalmi says that a Ben Yir can't be Motzi a Ben Krach. A person who has the Chiyav and Yudalit can't come to Yerushalayim and Tezvav and be the Balkori there, because he has a chiyuv and yudalit, so you can't be motzi on Tezvav. So how can Rashi say, Beferis Yerushalmi, the Tosis quotes in Tosis and Yivama, so how can Rashi say that the Balkore is the Ben Yir? So the Achronim say a big doichak. Rabbi Kiv Eger, on page 25, says a very big doichak. Take a look. Rabbi Kiv Eger, Tosis Yivamas Kosu B'Shem Ayushalmi, the Ben Ir Eini Yochol Lahotzi Osom, the Mikri Eini Mukhiyav Adover. Kakos Avaron, the Echad Mekvar Kore Osom. The Efshar Mach Kosov Rashi, Sheikra Echad Mimne Ir, Haina Sheyem Makre of Hain Oni Machar of Mila B'Mila. It's a Pella. He says that maybe what Rashi means to say, that the Ben Ir is the Bal Kore, it means the Ben Ir is going to read, and then they're going to repeat word for word. It's a big doichet to say that. The Tori Evan says that also. If you take a look on page 26, the Tori Yesh Lomar, in Kol Mokom Echad B'nei Ha'ir Korei Lahem, El Shemnei Kfarim Oni Macharav Mashahu Omer. V'hochi Sagi. And he points out in the footnote here. So you have to assume that everyone has a Megillah in front of them. Right, or else what's going to help that everyone's going to repeat word for word? You have to read it from the Megillah. Okay, it could be, but the helpfulness of the Bal Kore. Yeah, okay, still a little doichet. The Ritva, however, wants to say that what. That you can take a look on page 27. The Ritva says no. Maybe the pshat is midin yotzamotzi. Maybe the pshat is midin yotzamotzi. In other words, even though I don't have a chiyuv on Yud Aleph, I'm going to read the Megillah on Yud Aleph. But midin arvus, I should be able to be the balkore for the people on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel. And that's what that's how the Ritva for emphors Rashi. Av Yushalmi says a fellow on Yudalad can't be Motzi the guy on Tezvav. That's because Yudalad and Tezvav, the Sefer Yetur Megillah explains, Mano Shalzeh, Lokas Mano Shalzeh. Those are two separate Chiyuvim. But the Nekfar really have a Chiyuv on Yudalad. They just have a Zchus Kadima on Yudalad Yud Beis, but it's a Chiyuv Shal Yudalad. So since it's a Chiyuv Shal Yudalad, then you say Arvus of Yotza Motzi, and the Balkori could be a Benir on Yud Aleph in the Beis in Gimel. So you can't, and the Akash from the Yushalmi is not Akash, the Yeturim Megillah explains based on the Ritva, because the case in the Yushalmi is talking about a person Yudal to be Motzi someone at Tezvav. So those are two separate Chiyuve Kriya. There's a Chiyuv Yishok Kriya of Yudal and a Chiyuv Kriya of Tezvav. But that's not the same as Yudal Yud Beis Yud Gimel, because Yudal Beis Yud Gimel is basically a Kriya Shal Yudal. It's basically a Kriya Shal Yudal. So therefore, even though they're not going to be Yotze themselves, they could still be Motzi Summon Midin Yotze Motzi. Whereas the Tur Megillah explains, according to Tosis, he's Medamidim. So he learns that the same relationship between the Kriya of Yudal and Tezvav is the same thing between the Kriya of Yudal, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel on one hand, and Yudal and they're two separate Chiyuve Kriya. And therefore, if you can't be your Motzi, the Yudal and Tezvav, then Yudal for Elo can't be Motzi, Yudal, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. But for Rashi, the Ritva says it's Midin Yotza Motzi. There's a very interesting Avnei Nezer. The Avnei Nezer has a discussion What would you say in the following situation? The Amnei talks about a person who's blowing shofar. Again, we said there's a din of Yotzomotzi. So that means I could do the thing solely for you. I already heard shofar already. And I'm blowing for you. And we said, not like the Turiyevin, even by a Daraisa. I can be solely for you. So what would you say the following? If a person... Two cases. One is that he has earplugs. Or he's hard of hearing. Somebody just told me, a Rav of a community told me the following shaila. He just became the Rav in the community. And he comes to the new community that he just became the Rav. And this fellow is going to be the Baal Tokeya. And it's in a new formed community. And he's been practicing already for a couple of months or something like that. So it's not so easy to just say not. And the problem is, he can't hear. He himself can't hear. He has one ear, his hearing aid, but the other ear, he can't hear. So could he be, somebody can't hear, could somebody can't hear be the Baal Tokeya? So what would you say? What would you say? What? He's not Mechuyev B'Dov. Yotze Motzi. Maybe it is. Why is that different? Why is that different? Oh, Chereshot of a cotton can be motzi, but what's a chen? But what about Arvus? But if anyway, you're not, it's not Shomei Ka'ona, right? Because you're not doing it for yourself, right? So Yotze Motzi means you're doing it solely for him. So if you're doing it solely for him, he didn't... Right. So maybe Arvus only works when maybe Arvus only works when you have your own. So the Avnei Nezer has his shaila about somebody who plugs up his ears. What would you say that? Okay, So there's a whole long tshuva here in the Avnei Nezer. The tshuva of Avnei Nezer, where he paskins that even someone plugs up his ears, he still can't be motzi someone else in the shofar, even though he's a mechuyev b'dover. This is a little different. He's a mechuyev b'dover, right? But since he plugged up his ears, so the way he learns is he's not considered his maisa tkiya is not considered a maisa mitzvah, since he didn't hear it, and memela, no one else could be yotze with that either. That's how the Avnei Nezer learns, which is and that's why he quotes the Shmos Yaakov. Say he can hear, but he blows it in a way that he can't hear this particular shofar blowing, but the other people can. So there, it's a little different because he's a mechuyev b'dover. So the Avnei Nezer says in that case also he can't be yotze. L'chora, it's still not so simple. Because L'chora, if there is a din... You see, if you hold like Rabbi Kiveger, that we said before, if you hold like Rabbi Kiveger, then the din of Arvus only apply to a mitzvah that you're a bar chiyuva, so then there's Arvus, right? That's how Rabbi Kiveger explained the Rush, that there's only Arvus and a mitzvah that you're mechuyev, then there's a din Arvus. But if you're not mechuyev in that mitzvah, there's no din Arvus. But perhaps one could suggest... another possibility that maybe there should still be Arvus, even if you're not mechuyev, even in the Ektzah mitzvah, maybe there's a separate chiyuv of Arvus, and you should still be able to be motzi. So this is a machlokas rishonim. Let's look in the Mishnah, page 33. Take a look at this Mishnah. How do you learn pshat in the Mishnah? Very simple Mishnah. Hakol ksheirim likros es a megillah chutz micheres shotev akotin. Right? And we have by Rosh Hashanah also the same type of Mishnah. That right, if you're a Cheresh Shota V'Katan, you can't read the Megillah. And you can't be Motzi. You can't, right? So let me ask you a question. What is a Cheresh? Define what the Mishnah is talking about. Does a Cheresh, I'll give you multiple choice. I'll give you two possibilities. A Cheresh means somebody who could speak but can't hear, or somebody who neither could hear nor could speak. Okay, let's talk about the shofar, in the shofar situation. He can't do either. So the halacha is like this. If a person is a cheresh, that is, cannot hear or read, then he's considered like a shoita. But if he's a person that cannot hear but can speak, then he's considered a pikeach l'chol advarim. So what is the Mishnah talking about? Same Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah that says that a cheresh can't blow shofar. Is it talking about a cheresh who can't hear and can't speak, or is it called talking about a cheresh who could can speak? So the Beis Yosef says on page 35, the Beis Yosef says, "Kosav haKolbo Shafilu haMedaber ve'Eino Shomea deKaimelan Shub keBikech lechol Dvarav Eino Motzi Kevin deEino Shomea deLav Bar Chiyuva." So he says that the Mishnah says Rosh Hashanah that a cheresh can't blow shofar is talking about the Medaber ve'Eino Shomea. That means that even though he's normally a pikeach, but since in the mitzvah of shofar he's not mechuyev because he can't hear, then he can't be motzi. So that is like Rabbi Kivega says. That's what I say. That's my shita. That if you're not mechuyev in that particular mitzvah, so then there's no arvus for that particular mitzvah. Right? That's how Rabbi Kivega based on this Beis Yosef. However, there are other Rishonim that disagree. If you look for a second in the Rabbeinu Yonason Milunil on page 38, he writes, "Cheresh shote v'katan im toku shofar lachem lo yotzu v'kevel alav bar chiyuva ninu v'alav b'nei dea ninu enu matzin v'cheresh t'katani d'lo dumya ninu v'alav b'nei dea ninu enu matzin v'cheresh t'katani." Look in the footnote. He says, "Dafka dumi deshota kaimish eino shomea ve'eino medaber." Aval hamedaber ve'eino shomea, o shomea ve'eino medaber. Harei can pick him l'chol divrayim. So the Rabbeinu Yonason Milunil says that this din that a cheresh can't be motzi is only if he's what eino shomea ve'eino medaber. So then he's not a bar chiyuva b'chlal in mitzvahs b'chol haTorah kula. But if he's just an Eina Shomeya, but he is a Medaber, so then what? So then he could be Motzi. Ah, he can't hear himself. So what? But he's blowing shofar for somebody else. He should be able to be Motzi. Midin Arvus. So the Beis Yosef doesn't paskin like this. The Beis Yosef paskins that the Mishnah is talking about a Cheresh that is Eina Shomea but is Medaber, so he's considered Pikech, yet he can't be Motzi. But the Meiri and the Rabbeinu Yonason and the Lunil say that he can be talking Dafka if Eina Shomea ve Eina Medaber, but if he himself can hear, so then he is Yotze, he is Motzi for somebody else. Because, and this could. In other words, he's saying if he could speak and not hear, then he can be Motzi. And the Mishnah is only talking about somebody. Well,
why is he better than a woman?
Because if he gets, because he's a bar chiyuva, b'chol haTorah kula.
Yeah, women also bar chiyuva in most of the Torah.
Right. No, but shofar is a mitzvah sesei shazman grama. That's why.
Because a few of them, that's worse than because there's one to think of.
Yeah. Oh, so if you say like this, if you,
Halacha, we seem to paskin, the Beis Yosef seems to paskin that it's, and that's how Rabbi Akiva Eger learns, that it's talking about that he can't hear, but he could speak. So therefore, he's a bekech l'chol dvarav, but afal pikein, you don't say yatsa motzi, because if you're not mechuyiv in that, like Rabbi Akiva Eger says, if you're not mechuyiv in that particular mitzvah, so then you can't be motzi somebody else. But then not me did Orvis also. But according to the Meiri and Rabbi Yerushalmi Nulil, you could say a bigger chiddush. You could say that the Mishnah is only talking about somebody's Eina Shomei Ve'Eina B'Daber. Therefore, he's a Shoyter L'chol Dvarav. So therefore, there's no Chiyuvim on him at all. And there's no Chiyuvim Orvis on him at all. But somebody, even though he's not Chayiv in this particular mitzvah, according to Rabbi Yerushalmi Nulil, is a separate Chiyuv that he could still be Motzi someone in Din Orvis. So this is another possibility. And that goes together with your Ritva, and you could say that Birkas HaMazon is different, because Birkas HaMazon is like a Birkas HaNenin. So then perhaps we have a source to say a Chiddush, that there's a possibility that there could be a Chiyav Arvas, even though you're not Chiyav Chayiv in that particular mitzvah, only according to these Rishonim, who learned that the Mishnah is talking about Dafke, a case of Eino Shomea Ve'Eino Medaber, but if it's a case of Shomea, a case of Enosh Omei Umedaber, then they can be motzi other people. There is a famous Yerushalmi. We're about to conclude. There's a famous Yerushalmi. What would you say in the following case? The halacha is that you can read the Megillah b'Lashon HaKodesh, like we do, and you can read the Megillah b'Chol Lashon, b'Laz, only if you don't understand Lashon HaKodesh. So if you can't read, but if you can understand Lashon HaKodesh, then you have to dafka read the Megillah b'Lashon HaKodesh. But if you understand in other languages, so then you could read the Megillah in other languages as well. Okay, but if you know Lashon HaKodesh, then you have to do it in Lashon HaKodesh. So the question that the Yerushalmi has, and Rabbi, is the following: what if I'm the Baal Kori, and I speak Lashon HaKodesh and I speak French? And you are listening to me, you only speak French. So you could be Yotzei in French. I have to be Yotzei what? In Lashon HaKodesh. So can I be the Baal Kori for you? Can I be the Baal Kori, the person who's Yodea Ashuris and Yodea Loazis, could he be the Baal Kori for somebody who's only Yodea Loazis? What would you say to that? I'm going to read it in French. I'm going to read it in French. Right. Oh, so that's the question. So the Yerushalmi, according to on page 30, we have this Yerushalmi on page 30 that the Yerushalmi says, Rav Avol b'shem Rav Lezer, Yodea Ashurus v'Yodea Laz. Yotze b'balaz v'ashurus. Balaz, yotze b'balaz. Yodei ashurus, yodei b'balaz. Ma'osha yotze, yodei achim b'balaz. So if you look, the way the Korban Eda learns this Yerushalmi, it comes out that if you're yodei ashurus and yodei b'balaz, you can't be motzi somebody in French. Even though you're a bar chiyuva here. And l'chora, you should say the din of yotze motzi here. Right? You could say the din of Yatzo Motzi here, because here it's not a case where you couldn't hear, so you're not a bar chiyuva. Here, according to Rabbi Akiva Eger, if you're chayiv in the mitzvah, you should be able to be motzi somebody midin Yatzo Motzi, even though, because you're doing it solely for him. So why does it have to relate to you? So the Rabbi Chanan says similar to the Avnei Nezer. You see from here that if it doesn't relate to you, it's not considered a Maisa Mitzvah. You can't even be Yotzei someone else, even though there's a concept of Yotzei Motzi. That's a big Chiddush to say like that, because here you're Mamish Bar Chiyuva. But if you look in the Mefarshim and the Yerushalmi, not everyone learns the Yerushalmi this way. Not everyone learns. And if you learn the other way, the way Pnei Moshe learns the Yerushalmi, that has nothing to do with this question. But this is the same idea of Yotze Motzi. Just to conclude, and there's one, there's a famous sugya of Tokei L'Toch HaBor. And the question is, if you blow the shofar into a bor, whether you are Yotze or not. Because if you're going to blow it into the bor, so it's going to have an echo, and you're not going to really hear the
you hear the shofar. So it's a whole sugya in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chazayin, Daf Chav Ches. So Rav Goldberg Zatzal, and that's one of the reasons I chose this topic. He once gave a shiur about this topic, and he discussed what's the din of the if a person is blowing shofar into the boar. So the Baal Tokeya is outside of the boar, right? The people inside are going to hear without the echo because they're going to hear direct. He's going to only get the rebound. So what is the story? So this is Rav Lezer Bulchinsky has a discussion of this in the Shlom Yehuda, and the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal spoke about this this issue. Because what's the din? If the Baal Tokeya is blowing outside the boar into the boar, and the time he hears it, it's already going to be messed up because he's getting a rebounded, like the Kol Havara, he's getting the echo. But the people who hear it in the boar, they what? They heard it directly, so could they be Yotze? So this is totally in this whole discussion, because L'chora, one could say, Midin Yotze Motzi, he should be able to, and here you're a Bar Chiyuva, right? You're a Bar Chiyuva. It's not that you're not a Bar Chiyuva. Here you are a Bar Chiyuva. But do we say no? That it's not enough to be a Bar Chiyuva. It's that the Maisa Mitzvah has to relate to you. And if the Maisa Mitzvah doesn't relate to you, so then you can't even have anyone else Yotze. That's a Chiddush to say that. The Prima Gadim writes on page 44, if you can find this Prima Gadim, on page 44, I put the arrow on the right side. He says, "Hatokeya v'hichnis shofar labor, v'omdim babor yotzu, v'u atzmo lo yotza." He says, the people in the boar are yotze because they heard it without the mess up. But you yourself are not yotze because what's wrong? They're yotze. You're bar chiyuva. So what do you have to? So what that you weren't yotze? But still, They heard a shofar, and you're a Bar Chiyuva, and there's a din of Yotze Motzi, so you don't have to be Yotze in this particular shofar blowing, so the Prima Gadim says you're Yotze. So Rav Goldberg Zatzal gave a shiur once on the Rambam in Perek Beis. We're not going to get into the whole shiur, but the point that he gave is, if you take a look on page 42, where he says, HaTokeya B'Tocha Bor. In other words, the Mishnah, the Rambam changed the Lashon HaMishnah. The Mishnah talked about how tokeya litoch habor. That means the person was outside of the bor, and he was tokeya litoch habor. The Rambam has the Lashon HaTokeya bitoch habor. Why does the Rambam have the Lashon tokeya bitoch habor? Because the Rambam held, so the way he understood, is the Rambam Shita is like Allah that Yerushalmi. That says if it's not a Maisa Mitzvah for you, then you can't be Motzi somebody else with that. So therefore, if you're standing outside and the time you're going to hear the call, it's going to be echoed and it's going to be messed up, so therefore it's not a Maisa Mitzvah for you, so therefore he's not Yotze either. So the case has to be that the Baal Tokeya himself is in the boar. So Memela, he heard it also before it got Nisariv. So since he heard it also before it got Nisarev, so therefore that's why other people could be Yotze also as well. But if it would have been the scenario of Litoch HaBor, meaning he's standing outside the Bor and he's blowing into the Bor, so since he's not Yotze, no one would be Yotze either, against what the Prima Gadim said, and this is all related to this discussion. So let's just briefly review. We discussed the din of Yotze Motzi. We said the din of Yotze Motzi is different than Shomer Ka'ona. You can make a bracha solely for somebody else, even if you don't need it yourself. We said that it only applies to Birkas HaMitzvah and not to Birkas HaNen. And we said that the question of how come it didn't apply to benching, that it has to ochal kezayis dogon. So Tosa says because you have to say shachalnu mishalo, and the Ritva said no. The Ritva says and this, maybe that we treat birkas hamazon like birkas hanenin because you might come to mix up the two. And the Sfasenda said maybe it's mamish like birkas hanenin because you didn't have to get involved in that. But then that pshat is related to the discussion where you say yotze motzi by a birkas hamitzvah, which is not a chi of mitzvah like tzitzis and shchita and things like that, which is a machlokis. which are machlokas aposkin. Then we discussed the rush by Isha, that the rush says that there's no orvis by Isha, therefore, she, only if she's chayiv on her own right, we didn't show man's own, that could she be most. And the Rabbi Kivega says it only means that a mitzvah that she's not mechuyevis, but there's no orvis. But if you say like the Ritva of the Sfas Emes, you don't have to say ein orvis b'nashim, because you could just say that that there's no orvis by Birkas Hamazon, because we treat Birkas Hamazon like a Birkas Anenin. Then we discuss the Shiloh of who's the Bal Korei for the Bnei Kfarim. Is it, the Rashi says it's the Bnei Ayoros, and Tosa says no, the Bnei Kfarim themselves. The question is, so how could the Bnei Ayoros be motzi the Bnei Kfarim? So the Ritva says it's midin yotza motzi. Rabbi Kivega says no, it means not that they're going to be motzi. Everyone's going to answer along mila b'mila. But the Tosis says, Akasha, how could you say that? It says Beferish in the Yerushalmi that a ben Yudalev can't be motzi a ben Tesvav. So the Turim Megillah says no, but that's different. Those are two separate chiyuvim. But the chiyuv on Yudalev Yud Beis Yud Gimel is a chiyuv of Yudalev. It's just that you could be yotza the chiyuv of Yudalev Yudalev Beis Yud Gimel. So therefore, it's a din of yotza motzi would apply. And then we discuss the din of somebody being somebody who can't hear or has earplugs, whether he can be motzi someone else in the tekiah shofar. We discussed the Yerushalmi about somebody who is yodei ashuris v'yodei loazis, where he himself has to read for himself in ashuris, but the other person only knows French. Could he be motzi him in French because he knows French, but he also knows ashuris? So therefore, for him, he can't be yotze. Could he solely make it for somebody else or not? And this could be totally in the discussion. If you hold that all you need is yotze motzi, l'chor, it should be good. But if you hold that it's a chisaron in the maisa mitzvah, so it has to be a maisa mitzvah for you, and therefore it relates to somebody else. And this is the discussion that the Rosh Hashiva Zatzal discussed, whether somebody blows shofar l'toch habor, and for him, he's going to hear it when it's the coal is already on rebound, so it's not going to be good. To the people who heard it, you know, without the Nisarev, are they going to be Yotze or not? The Prima Gadim says they're Yotze. Why not? They heard a good coal. He didn't hear a good coal, but so what? He doesn't have to be Yotze. There's a din of Yotze Motzi, and therefore he himself doesn't have to be Yotze. But the Rosh Hashiva thought, based on the Rambam, that the Rambam changed the Lashon from Litoch Habor Bitoch to Bitoch Habor, that in a Chanami, if it would have been Litoch Habor, that the person would have been outside the Bor, and he wouldn't have heard it well, so therefore, no one's Yotze at all. And the only case that people inside a Yotze is when he himself is B'toch Habor, so therefore he heard a good call. So therefore if he heard a good call for himself, then other people could be Yotze as well. So this is a very halacha lemaisa situation, can come up in various situations. Then we discussed also the Ritva and the Ramah, whether you say Yotze Motzi on the Kiddush of Shabbos morning, and that relates to the splitting up the brachas of the Nisuin, whether you have to split it up in two people. And this should be a great chizuk that Achiev in this world is not only for our own learning and our own Torah. Achiev is to help other people to help other people fulfill the mitzvahs and be an or to Klal Yisrael and to be mashpia on other people. Adam la'omal yulad, as the Kashrus Magid says, Adam la'omal yulad means la'omal roshei tevos lilmod al manas lelamed. And that's our chiyuv orvus, our chiyuv our responsibility is not only for ourselves, it's our Torah's chesed, it's Torah l'lamda, it's Torah shalcheder says, and that's what Rosh Hashiva Zatzal represented. He, by being part of the yeshiva, was his commitment to Klal Yisrael, not only for his own Torah, but to disseminate Torah to many B'nai Torah. And even after he's no longer with us, the yeshiva continues and the Torah continues, and Lilmud al-Manan Lamed continues as well.